I'm David Ware, and this is a Capital Snapshot. During the 1880s, extensive repairs and remodeling addressed various problems of the State House. Even the overcrowding improved a little after a combination of legislative pressure and legal actions finally succeeded in evicting Pulaski County government from the State House's East Wing by 1884. The next year, the legislature allotted $30,000 for a wholesale overhaul of the whole building. The work included extending the building 50 feet to the north and connecting the east and west wings to the central structure with permanent two-story additions, plus adding new skylights, doing major roof repairs, and a steam heating system. Even with the expansion, there was still not enough room for the needs of the modest but growing state government. In 1891, the Secretary of State's report noted that books in the state library were double-stacked on its shelves, the damp cellar was filled with state publications and documents, and two of the state's five Supreme Court justices as yet had no permanent chambers in the building. I'm Capitol historian David Ware. For the Arkansas Secretary of State's office, this has been a Capitol Snapshot.